Cesar Pelli is the lead architect for design firm Pelli Clark Pelli. He says the design scheme includes what he calls the city's existing DNA. The new Performing Arts Center will be located on Main Street in downtown Salt Lake City, just south of City Creek Center.
And try to capture so that we can have a building that will be fresh and new, but still part of the same family, like a new child. It doesn't look like anybody in the family, but he's a member of the family.
Pelli says his team also worked to satisfy the community's wishes to revive Regent Street, which is the mid-block street that runs north to south behind the new theater.
Which is very difficult because theaters need a front and they need a back where all of the junk is. We don't have a place to put the junk. We have to make it disappear.
Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams says existing theaters in the region are bursting at the seams.
We turn away many events each year because we have no dates to give them. Popular shows like Wicked would stay longer in Salt Lake if we had more dates available. So building the new Performing Arts Center will allow us to bring more of what we all love.
Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker says the new theater will support and add to existing arts organizations.
It's exciting in that it's a beautiful structure, but for me, as exciting is the way it integrates into the rest of downtown and this block.
The $116 million project is funded by existing tax revenues. Becker says about 20% of the funding will be private contributions. It will be jointly owned by Salt Lake City and Salt Lake County. The theater is slated to open in 2016. Whitney Evans, KUER News.